Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. Oh. Wait, what was that? You guys just didn't tell me the rest.
And so in this episode, we're going to bringing on a guest, and her name is Faye. And we also have
Gia
is back for this episode. And so we were in the car ride going to the parade, and they were talking about posture. And so we are going to be talking about our posture as it relates to transitioning from junior high to high school and what life can throw at us. And so how is your posture? It's not just sitting about up straight. It's about preparing your heart, your attitude, and your mindset to walk with Jesus no matter what middle school or high school throws at you. And so let's get into it. And so why were you guys talking about posture, Faye?
Because back when I was like 11, I had spinal fusion surgery, which means that I have metal rods in my back. So I cannot bend my back, and I have perfectly good posture all the time.
And so you were making fun of Gia because she slouches all the time, and you have perfect posture. And as that was a major surgery for you, Gia, what was it like to have a friend that had like major surgery?
It was very boring. She was out of school for like, how many months? Six? It like, felt like six.
Like four.
And I literally had to carry this like one like little doll around because it was like her child. Like
Patricia?
Yeah, Patricia. And like, I was so bored because I was like the only person I talked to in class. I was so bored.
Poor Gia.
I know.
How did you face your fear? Were you scared of surgery?
Honestly, I honestly was not scared. I don't know why, but like being like the fear of it wasn't like what it was like more like the aftermath that I was scared of than like the actual surgery.
And what was it? What was about? What was like that?
The aftermath?
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. I laid in my bed for like 3 months because I couldn't like get up on my own or do anything, and it was just pain all the time. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so what got you through that? I mean, that's something huge for an eighth grader, seventh grader to go through.
I think it was sixth grade.
Okay,
I think
so. Yeah. That's huge. So as there's listeners on here that are middle schools, junior hires, even adults, how did you get through the pain?
Oxys, a lot of pain pills. And I think I just slept through a lot of it, honestly. But I mean, just like having people there to support me really helped, and like having a good community.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talk about that a lot on here, is about having like community that surrounds you. Just because you were out of school, did you feel like your friends kind of stuck with you?
I think so. Yeah.
Did they like get you stuff? Did they try to make you feel better? Did they call you, or did they like, oh, Faye's out of the picture, so we're not going to talk to her no more?
No, I definitely got a lot of stuff from my friends.
And so, yeah, so community is huge. What else did you learn through that experience?
What did I learn? I learned, I think just like, wait, I don't know what I learned. I know I learned something. Like, going through it just like changed, I feel like it changed me a lot as a person, like mentally to like, I feel like it made me a better person somehow. I don't know how that works. I think just going through stuff like makes you like understand more
mm-hmm.
about other people's situation.
So, maybe gave you more empathy
yeah.
towards people that have pain?
Yeah.
Because have you ever felt pain like that before?
No.
Do you ever want to feel like pain like that again?
No.
What do you feel as a friend? What do you feel like as a friend, you did, what did you do for her?
What did I do for her? Took care of her child. Scared people because I told her that there she was in the vents. That scared some people. That scared the little kids. And I just called her and texted her a lot, even though she didn't want to call me.
So, I mean, maybe that also taught you that you could do hard things.
Yeah.
That, and now that your back is fixed, how do you feel?
Now I feel kind of like, I don't really know. Cause I still have a lot of back pain and I still have a lot of things I can't do that are going to be like that for probably as long as I live. But like, I feel definitely going through that makes me feel like, oh, like this is not as hard. Like I went through that. I can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I guess it gives me like a confidence.
But also too, you guys did it for long-term benefits.
Yeah.
And so what would be the long-term benefit?
Well, I got it because if I didn't get it, then my scoliosis was going to get worse throughout my life and it would start causing like serious problems and mainly for the pain, but I still have a lot of back pain, so I don't really know if that fixed that part.
But, I mean, just thinking about how, because, like, you know, it if it got so bad that it would, like, you know, make stress on your heart, stress on your lungs, yeah. And things like that. So sometimes we have to go through things painful in life to prevent, you know, other things. And so the things that you guys go through as teenagers to get, like, rooted in the word to, you know, help you later on in life, do you feel like those things are kind of worth it?
Yeah.
And so what are some things that you guys are worrying about going into high school?
People, sports, grades, just a lot of things.
I'm only scared about grades because 8th grade, I didn't try.
Yeah.
I tried my hardest, and then I gave up that last quarter. I was done.
My grandma paid me too much to not try.
Yeah, if you paid me for my grades, I would keep all A's. I would. Pay
rich,
me.
Just
pay
get
me.
A rich grandma.
My grandma's not rich.
So. No, and you're not getting paid for grades. What's one thing that you're excited for next year?
I'm really excited to, like, talk to, like, have, like, more than one class and, like, switch classes and that get to meet new people.
Yeah.
Does that one thing make you nervous?
What one thing?
The one thing that you just said, the switching classes and being in a huge school compared to our little school.
Honestly, no, because, no. I mean, it's like, I kind of have an advantage because my brother was a freshman last year, and I know that he really liked high school. And so, honestly, I'm really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I know a lot of people, though, too, yeah. Already.
Like
I already have a lot of friends.
So what do you guys, okay, so what does it mean to have a posture your heart towards Christ as you walk in through a busy high school life?
It means to, like, try to surround yourself with the right people because you can definitely end up in the wrong crowd in high school really easily. And so going into high school, I want to really, like, be careful with that and, like, have my heart posture good.
Yeah, and always keeping him first, like, one girl... And, like, she was telling us, like, how, like, if she didn't want to do her math homework, like, in class, she just brought a Bible everywhere with her, and she just, like, did all that, just, like, keeping God first and everything like that. I feel like that's what I'm probably going to do, because I hate math, but, oh, my goodness.
So how do you keep your faith strong when there's so much going on? New friends, sports, clubs, people, how are you guys going to set the temperature for your heart? Like, how are you going to... What are some things you guys are going to do?
Just keep on doing what I'm doing. And, like, thinking about, like, how much life-changing, like, camp was and everything that I went to.
Yeah.
And, like, just keeping it how I'm doing it. Like, not making it feel like a chore, but, like, having fun with it and, like, doing different stuff with it. And, like, just keeping it like that.
So what are you going to do, Faye?
Just, like, doing everything, trying to, like, do everything I do in Christ. And, like, right now, I have a good group of friends that, you know, earlier today, me and Gia had a little Bible study, which was nice. So, like, things like that and, like, I don't know.
So, what did you guys do? What was your Bible study?
We just watched a little YouTube video and took notes.
Uh-huh.
And the things in our Bible.
So what did you guys learn?
We learned that God answers prayers in, like, ways that you may not expect, and that even if it's not in the way that you ask for, that He knows what's better.
And, like, we, like, shape God how we think. Like, we ask God for certain things, and, like, we stay in, like, a little box, and we, like, think that's God, like, putting that in our life, but it could be the devil because we're shaping God how we want to see God.
Yeah.
And everything like that. But it's, like, and, like, we can, like, ask for, like, better. Like, do better. Like, you can ask for this, but, like, if that's not your plan, can you give me better?
And so, yeah, and that's kind of how I approach it, too, is that it is about having a God that has no limits, no bounds. Hey, this is what I want, but please do not limit what I'm saying. I want your will to be done, but this is what I want, so either please do this or make it better. And so you know the outcome that I want out of this, but I don't pick my small-minded opinion. Like, I want your best. Was there ever a time where you felt like you were drifting from Christ?
Yeah, definitely.
When?
Definitely during, like, the school season when it started getting, like, my schedule started getting really busy, and then I just, like, found myself, like, I would wake up, go to school, go to practice, come home, and then I'll just be so tired that all I could do is, like, shower and go to sleep. And I just, like, want to make time for Christ in my schedule, which is not good at all, because I drifted definitely pretty far.
Okay, so then what happened as you drifted?
I just got far from Him, and I started feeling, like, more, like, unhappy with, like, in my spiritual life. But, you know, once summer started, I feel like I've been really good about, like, reading my Bible and talking to God a bunch.
And for you, do you?
Definitely during, like, sports, because, like, I'm always so, like, into my sports that, like, all I do is breathe my sports, and, like, all I do is put my heart into my sports.
So what helped bring you back?
Summer. Like, I feel like I was more free, even though I had, like, basketball, like, almost every day. But, like, my basketball coach is, like, really also into God. So, like, when I'm riding in the car with him, he always, like, Gio, we about to play some fire music. And he puts on some, like, gospel songs. And, like, he starts jumping up and down.
So, summer kind of brought you guys back. And you guys went to camps?
Yeah.
The summer? Did you guys get anything from camp?
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So what's one thing that you've brought to faith into your friendships without being, like, weird or preachy? What's one way that people could bring their faith into friendships as they meet new people into high school, without, like, being weird or, like, preachy?
Like, just, like, saying, like, if someone's doing something wrong, like, hey, is that, like, right? Or, like, trying to, like, lead people in the right direction, like, telling them, like, what's, like, good to do and, like, everything. Like, say if, like, they, like, cuss, like, hey, would you, like, that's not something to say or something like that. And, like, lead them in the right direction without, like, bringing God into it. And just, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you could, like, pray for people and, like, pray over them. Or just, like, just show Jesus through what you do.
Yeah. Your actions.
So since Faye is, like, kind of the life of the family whenever she's here, could you guys, like, role play that? Could you do something that you've seen other people do, and one of you could take the lead of, like, that's what? Not what we do. Like give the people a situation.
I'll be the bad gangster. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Did you see her outfit? Ew. It was so ugly.
We don't say that. Oh. Her outfit actually eats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I thought you were about to say, oh my G-O-D. I was about something right there.
I would never.
And so just like whenever someone's dissing somebody else, whenever someone's like backbiting somebody. I was dissing, not a word no more.
No, it is.
You got that from me.
You're really hip and cool saying
that. And so just kind of stopping those people in their tracks, letting them know what your kind of boundaries are and something that you're going to tolerate. And what happens if they're just like, you're a loser. You know, do you walk away? Do you stay?
I don't really care what people think of me. So I feel just, like, walk away.
I walk away because I know if I stay, then I'm going to cause some unholy actions.
Bam, 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 bam.
Okay. And so how can we stay true to God when friends might not understand or believe the same things?
Being firm in your faith is a really big part because I know that I have some friends who don't personally believe, and staying firm in my faith and, like, no matter what they believe, still showing them who Christ is through me is a really, like, big deal to me and, like, something that I really try to do.
Okay. So can you be friends with unbelievers?
Yeah.
Like, what I have learned, like, over the past, like, couple, like, months, I've, like, made new friends and, like, that we go to pick up and everything like that. And, like, just, like, asking them, hey, do you want to ride to this thing? We can take you and everything like that. And I feel like that's brought them a lot closer because, like, sometimes, like, their excuse is that I don't have a ride. Yes, you do. Your ride's us. We're taking you anyway. Like, I just say, like, hey, we're coming to pick you up. So.
And I love the idea of the kids always coming to us for rides. I love the fact that it was, you know, we started picking up BJ. And then we have Hunter. And then we have Jameer. Then we have Prince. And then we have his sister. And it may be like we need to get a Suburban instead of our
people.
And then we go in and we have a boy that's late. We have Jameer that's late. So shout out Jameer if you're listening to this, which you should be. And he brings his friend Taz.
Taz.
And so we may nickname him Taz.
We got Zion, Zamir.
Fluffy. And it was about he was at a friend's house. Instead of saying, hey, I got to go to church, he invited him in. We were sitting in group last night, and two kids kind of just walked in, and Jameer just invited him into class. He was so hyper last night. But, I mean, it was just a way to stay true, you know, to your friends. And it was the fact that he invited his friends in. And Tez didn't really talk much, but he was invited. He was, you know, we saved him a seat at the table. So what's something that's fun that you guys can do to stay connected in your youth group?
Like, just going. Because, like, once you go to youth group, like, my youth group is fun because, like, once, like, we're done talking and everything, we, like, do, like, stuff after. Like, we make bracelets. We just have fun and talk. And, like there's food and, like, there's drinks. And, like, it's all so fun. And, like, Big Sundays at our church is so fun because so many people come. And, like, we all just, like, play games together. And we all, like,
just football.
Oh, my God. We just, like, just know each other. I feel like that's why, like, I'm not really scared for high school because I know I have a lot of, like, friends that, like, come to my church. And, like, I know. And they, like, kind of know me. So, like, I feel like that's why I'm not really scared because there's, like, a lot of people from the high school that come to.
And so we hope that your church has a small group. If not, talk to your pastor. Talk to your leaders about doing a youth group, junior high, high school, separate them. We are so fortunate to have such great leaders in our community that we separate the high school into girls and boys. And then we come together on Sundays and do a co-ed girls and boys to see what you guys have learned throughout the week. We separate the junior high. And again, they have high school girls. And then we come back together on Sundays for co-ed teaching. And we also have big Sundays where junior high and high school come together. We have lesson. We have worship. This week, last week, we were me and Gia painted a field for flag football. And so your girl had to do some math and we had to make a miniature football field. We had stars. Gia made a big court, like center line thing. That had our City Hope Youth in the middle of it. And I think the kids really had fun.
It looked really good.
We had cheerleaders. We had scorekeepers. We had a ref. We had coaches. We had two local of the kind of big deal quarterbacks come back, and they helped coach. So shout out to
Javon was a quarterback?
Yeah. Javon, to being a quarterback, and Mr. Green, he came back to help coach these kids. And so also too, I mean, if you're in college, if you're an elder, if you're a mom or your dad, you can always come back to your roots as kids and allow them to see how God has shaped your life. And so what's one piece of advice that you'd give middle schoolers about themselves going into high school?
Don't change who you are to fit in with the crowd, and surround yourself with the best people you can. Don't do things that you know you shouldn't to be cool, and just represent Christ.
Okay.
Mine is, don't leave your friends to be like with people that you already know that are more popular than your like dang ones, because like they're the most people that like you can stand firm with because you've been with them for so long. And I feel like you would be like, I don't know, that's like one of my like biggest pet peeves. And like, just stand firm. Like, if you see something going on, just walk away and act like you didn't see it. No, you looked at me. I mean, like, that, like, people are inviting you to do. Like, just walk away so you don't, like, get tempted to do anything like that.
Okay. What would be something that you would wish someone had told you before you started this walk with Jesus?
That once you, like, actually, like, get into it and, like, you actually start believing, it gets really hard. Like, there's going to be the most, like, biggest storms in life that he is sending your way because he wants your faith to grow into him. I wish someone told me that.
Honestly, kind of the same thing as Gia, but just, like, the things that, I know the things that I've personally gone through in my life have, like, I've definitely got things from them, and I have worked through them thanks to Jesus, and that he's just going to get you through whatever he sends you, because he sends you things that he knows that you can't fight alone, so rely on him whenever you go through something.
Yes, and so I think that we cannot have a testimony without a test. We can't, you know, tell people how it is if we don't walk through it ourselves. We can't.
What? That was a bar. No. Can't have a testimony without a test.
Okay. and so we really do. We can't tell somebody how hot the furnace is if we've not been in the furnace.
Oh, another bar.
Okay.
Are you getting that from ChatGPT?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's life lessons. I mean, so because I mean, I can't stand up there and preach something that I've not been through myself, and also that gives you street cred. Because if you don't, I mean, I can't tell somebody, like even in clinic. You know, someone comes in walking and they're 200 pounds, 250. And then they're like, oh, it must be nice because you're skinny and da da da. But I was 300 pounds at one time.
What?
You were 300 pounds?
300. I think you're lying.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When I delivered her, I was 300 pounds.
Because I was a fat baby.
Are yeah, you were.
Fat?
No, but I was calling myself. I mean, being on 100 units of insulin, so I have diabetics that come in and saying, you know, you don't know what it's like. Absolutely, I do. And they're like, oh my gosh, if you can do it, maybe I can too. So that gives me street credit to say what it's like to be 300 pounds, to be on 100 units of insulin a day, to have a blood clotting disorder. Yes, because of you.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep on going.
And so having those things, having those testimonies to tell people and that you can make it through there. And so you've heard these girls and their postures on their heart towards God as they are stepping into high school. What's one way that you can posture your heart for next year? And so our challenge this week is, so I want you to spend 5 minutes praying about what God wants for you in this next season of life. And so we know that the stories are first day jitters, and you can get through it. Making or losing friends can keep your identity in Christ. Balancing school, sports, and faith. What is your prayer, and how can we do it differently from middle school to high school? And so we have several scriptures that we want you to look up this week. And so 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord looks at your heart. You have Colossians 3:2 that says, set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. And then we have Matthew 5:16 that says, let your light shine before others. And so we would love for you to guys to pray us out this week. And so who wants to pray?
All Faye.
I got this.
Okay.
Dear God, I pray for everybody listening to this that they can just take the message to heart and really learn to it. And I pray that And I pray that they just like, they connect it. And I just pray for the rest of everyone's day or night that it's just amazing. And I pray for our heart postures as we go into high school to keep us faithful to you and on your path. And I pray for everything good. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We hope that you guys loved this episode. It was fun having Faye on. We hope that she comes back for other episodes of Fostering Faith. As she is over at our house. We hope that you guys have an amazing week. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.